and Focus podcast, helping believers to lose weight, restore their image, and live healthy, abundant lives. For more information, contact Natalie at imageandfocus.com. Now here's your host, Natalie Bowes.
Welcome to another episode of Image and Focus. Hi, I'm Natalie, your host. In today's episode, we'll discuss, are you delighting in evil on your weight loss journey? The scripture of focus is 1 Corinthians 13:6. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. To truly love yourself, you must not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth on your weight loss journey. But what does that really mean, Natalie? The definition of delight is a high degree of gratification or pleasure, to take great pleasure, or to give joy. The definition of evil is inferior and offensive. Are you taking pleasure in the inferior and offensive opinions, thoughts, beliefs, and talk of the enemy on your weight loss journey? Are you taking pleasure in the evil lies of the enemy, or of past failures or lies spoken to you, over you, at you, and by you? You perpetuate this evil by believing in them, in those lies and thoughts, negative thoughts, and having them become your reality. The reason why you're struggling on your weight loss journey is because you're delighting in the evil of the inferior and offensive thoughts and beliefs about yourself and your weight loss journey. And you're not rejoicing in the truth of who God says you are and what He says you can do. The definition of rejoice is to give joy to, gladden, to feel joy or great delight. If we look back at the scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:6, love does not take pleasure in the inferior or offensive opinions, thoughts, beliefs, and talk, but is gladdened with the truth. When you don't take pleasure in the negative self-talk, the negative mindset, the negative thoughts and beliefs about yourself and your weight loss journey, you're not able to be joyous or gladdened by what God says about you, and essentially doubt what He says about you, which is the truth, His holy word. That's why in Philippians 4:8, Paul encourages us to focus on our thoughts, beliefs, and mindset on the things that are true, that are noble, lovely, admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. When you do this, you won't have time to focus on the negative or self-condemning thoughts or beat yourself up when you have a lapse. When you delight in negative self-talk, negative beliefs, you're delighting in evil because it is contrary to what God says about you. And you are giving the enemy, Satan, the upper hand. He doesn't have to do anything because your negative thoughts and beliefs about yourself is doing the work for him. Essentially, you are self-destructing. That is why you must take captive every thought that set itself up against the knowledge of God and make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. When you rejoice in truth of who you are in Christ and what you can do with Christ, your weight loss journey will feel less of a struggle and burden, but more of a beautiful walk or journey where you are discovering and transforming into the healthy, fit you. When you don't delight in evil, but rejoice in truth on your weight loss journey, you'll be able to love and respect the temple God has given you, because you finally see yourself the way your Heavenly Father sees you, as a beautiful masterpiece. And that is Ephesians. Let me come alongside you and pray for you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness and your kindness and your mercy, Father God. I pray, Father God, that my fellow brother and sister in Christ will bring every thought that is contrary to you and what you say about them captive, Father God, and obedient to you, Father God, and to your holy word, that, Lord God, that they may see that rejoicing in evil really means is doing anything that is contrary of what they say, what your word says about them, and that those negative thoughts, those negative mindsets, the negative self-talk must stop and must flee for in order for them to rejoice in the truth and the fact that, one, that you love them, two, that they are precious in your sight, and three, that they can do all things through you that strengthens them. So there's no, and that they are an overcomer because you are for them, and that if you're for them, who can stand against them? So that means that they can do great and mighty things on their weight loss journey, that they can finally lose the desired amount of weight that they so desire, that they can be consistent and eat healthy foods and drink more water and get enough sleep, God, because they are delighting in who you say that they are and what they can do, or what you said that they can do, Father God. Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus, and I just glorify your name. I thank you, Father God, for the strength that you're giving them now, Father. I thank you, Father God, for taking off the scales off their eyes to see that when they have negative thoughts about themselves and their weight loss journey, that they're delighting in evil, Father God, and that they will start to bring those thoughts under the submission of you and your holy word, Father God, and that they will start to declaring and decreeing truth, your word about what you say about him, about them, Father God, and about their weight loss journey, that they are mighty conquerors, that they can do all things through you that strengthens them, that all things are possible with you, Lord, that all things are, that they can do all things, Father God, that you can move mountains, Father God, and that you are mighty and strong, and that you will strengthen them and help them, Father God, if they don't get discouraged, and that if they don't get discouraged, if they don't get fearful, Father God, and revert back to old habits and ways, but that you uphold them with your righteous right hand, Father God, especially during time of temptation, especially time of when they lapse and lapse on their weight loss journey. I just thank you, Jesus, and I just glorify your name, oh God, for that you are a strong and mighty Father God, and that you're undefeated, oh God, and that is true, Father God, because your train fills the temple. That shows that how much that you are strong and mighty and undefeated, and that you don't fail, Father God, that you are a mighty conqueror, Father God. And I just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness and your awesomeness, oh God. I thank you, Jesus, for my fellow brother and sister in Christ now that's listening to this episode. And I just pray, Jesus, that they will be encouraged by this word, oh God, and that they will start taking captive those negative thoughts and start applying your word, truth, to their situation, oh God, so that they can be victorious on their weight loss journey, that they will no longer be bound by the lies of the enemy that says that they can't do that, that they are not important enough, that they are forgotten about, oh God, that they're not beautiful, oh God, that they will always be this size, that they will always struggle with their health. I bind those lies now in the name of Jesus, because you said, Lord God, in your word that by your stripes we are healed, Father God, and that because of that, we walk in healing. We walk in the truth and deliverance, Father God, that your blood gives, Father God, that we are set free, Father God, from all the lies from the enemy, O God, and that we have peace and joy, Father God, because of you, O God, because your peace And joy transcends all understanding, Father God. If we just trust you, Father God, if we rely in you, Father God, if we rely and trust in your word, Father God, and build up our faith based on your word, Father God. Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus, and I just glorify your name. I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for the tearing down of strongholds, Father God, in the lives of my fellow brother and sisters in Christ, Father God, that they will no longer delight in evil, but rejoice in truth. And I just thank you, Lord, and I praise you, Lord, for your mighty and your awesome. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. If you're ready to stop struggling with your weight loss journey, and you're ready to be victorious while inviting God on your weight loss journey, then click the link in the description box of this episode to schedule a free consultation. Or you can DM me on Instagram at NatalieRose_NDTR to schedule a free consultation. So you can start feeling good, being confident in your skin and your clothes, and having the energy to do what God has called you to do. Thank you, and God bless.